This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. As you are no doubt well aware by now, Bitcoin has cratered about 50% since its high. I mean, roughly it was at 20,000. Now it's roughly at 10,000. And as one of the people who has been very outspoken about the risks and dangers of Bitcoin, I thought I would bring you this update to tell you that, you know, the crash of Bitcoin was inevitable, but it's you know, you get bashed when you're someone who's ahead of the curve. When there is a bubble and people are excited about the bubble, whether it's tulip bulbs or dot-com stocks or Bitcoin, you know, people don't want you to crush their dreams because they're living on hope and faith. They're living on a fairy tale. And especially when this fairy tale happens to be a child of the liberty movement, which I'm part of. You know, I'm pro-liberty. I'm pro-decentralization. I'm fully aware of the monopoly of the Federal Reserve and the need for something other than a dollar. You know, I'm no fan of the central banks. I've even said secretly, I hope Bitcoin succeeds. And I've also said, I believe that cryptocurrencies will succeed in the long term, but that Bitcoin is not the answer. That Bitcoin is too slow. It's very slow. It's very expensive. And there's too much hype and it went up too quickly. And it's not going to take over the world. I've said this publicly many times. And of course, I got attacked by a lot of people in the Bitcoin community who were really Bitcoin cultists who said, no, Bitcoin's going to be $1 million a coin. And they had their proof too. They had their mathematical proof. They're like, it took 133 days to go from, you know, 5,000 or 1,000 to 2,000. And they had this chart of the decreasing number of days that it took to go to the next 1,000. And then it became minutes as it was going from 10,000 to 20,000 and so on. And I was saying to them, and in my mind, I was saying, well, gosh, this is a pretty clear proof that this is a hyperbolic bubble. This is not proof that it's a sustainable currency. This is proof that this is a mad cult-like bubble. But yet they were convinced. They were convinced that it was going to go up forever, that it was going to be worth $1 million a coin, and that anybody who spoke out against that was, you know, messing with their dream. And I'm sorry to say to those people, your dream was a delusion. Bitcoin is not going to be $1 million a coin. In fact, it's cratered 50%, like I said, and many Bitcoin holders are now exiting for gold. I saw a story the other day, I don't remember, I think it was Zero Hedge, that talked about how so many people who were into Bitcoin are selling their Bitcoin. They're having trouble selling it. They're having trouble getting out, which is another thing I predicted, by the way. And they're trying to get into gold, which is smart. That's actually something that I did recommend. And in fact, I sold my Bitcoin for gold several months ago. I think I sold at about the $2,500 level for Bitcoin, knowing that it's better to be out early than to get stuck holding it when the crash comes and you can't get out at all. So I knew that I was probably going to miss some of the upside. I even talked about that publicly, but I also knew that it was crucial to get out before the bubble popped. And so that's what I did. And that's why I sold at about the $2,500 level. And now looking back, I want you to know that the only reason I sounded the alarm on Bitcoin was because I didn't want people to get hurt. When I began to see stories of people mortgaging their homes to buy Bitcoin, I knew, oh my God, this is another bubble. This is another dot-com disaster waiting to happen. And people are going to get very badly hurt. And I did not want to see that. I don't want to see people get hurt. I don't want to see people lose their life savings. And some people will, by the way, in Bitcoin. Some people have already lost half their money. People who bought at the top, they've lost half their money already. And they haven't even sold yet. So they may lose a lot more. Ultimately, they could lose 90%. There's probably going to be a continued correction in Bitcoin. Because what is the inherent value of Bitcoin? This is something I've tried to educate people about. But, you know, look, you got young people I call them kids, but they're often people in their 20s. Young people who think that they found a loophole. They think they found a perpetual money-making machine. And like every generation, they think they're smarter than the generation before them. So they think they've discovered something amazing. Oh my God, endless free money? Really? All I got to do is buy Bitcoin and then I'll be a billionaire? That's what they were telling each other. And it was this such a powerful intellectual circle jerk that they all believed it. Because that's what all their friends were saying. They became cultists. And they ran around saying that Bitcoin is going to take over the world. And if you buy in now, that every coin is going to be worth $1 million. You never have to work again. You could retire on Bitcoin. It's the same garbage we heard during the dot-com boom. And the thing is, a lot of these kids, they were not around in the dot-com boom. So they don't realize they're making the same stupid mistake the generation before them made, which I also warned about on the record, began warning about the dot-com boom in 1998 and warned in 1999. I called the crash ahead of time. And of course, I was also attacked for that. I remember there was a tech writer. I forgot the guy's name. There was some tech writer back in 1998, 99, who was like always attacking me for saying that the dot-com bubble was a bubble. And there, he was like, it's going to go up forever, man. Wait, why are you so pessimistic? Why are you so doom and gloom? I'm like, no, you moron. You know, the PE ratios are out of control. You guys are buying into like 200 to 1 PE ratio stocks with no profits and no revenue model and no customers. You know, like drcoop.com. And I don't remember all the online stores that had like no profit. And they were valued at like $1 billion in terms of their stock price, and people were buying in. And I was like, you people are fools. You're going to get hurt so bad. You're going to lose everything. Because it was so obvious, because I can do math, right? This is not difficult. And these people were just bashing me left and right. And then, of course, when the crash happened, all they did was they turned around and they said, they went silent for the most part. They just went silent. And they decided that they would try to just cover the history of their mistakes by saying nothing. And that's what they try to do. So anyway, it's not hard to be right about this if you can do basic math and if you understand basic, basic economics. This is not that difficult to understand. So I just want to warn you, Bitcoin is crashing. It's going to continue to crash more. Be safe. Read my website, bitraped.com, which has been on for several months. Bitraped.com, which it carries many of my predictions of what's going to happen to Bitcoin. Anyway, just be informed. That's all I'm saying. You're smarter to buy gold and silver, or invest in your own company, or buy land, something that holds value and that can't vanish overnight. So thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Read my website, bitraped.com, for more coverage as this collapse accelerates. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, We're honest. We have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out. HealthRangerStore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at HealthRangerStore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.